Yeah, it's definitely going ahead at Blanchardstown IT because I think the weather up there has been atrocious as well, and their pitch is not playable. So if it wasn't playable and they had no other alternative, they would have to come to Donegal. So it's switched now and it's official. It will be at Blanchardstown IT AstroTurf.
On the AstroTurf, right. Yes. Well, first of all, I know you do a bit of training during the week on AstroTurf. Is that much of a factor, do you think, in games like this?
It's it wouldn't, it normally would be, but I think, you know, both teams will have the same problem, and the fact that they're the home team with that problem is going to be a bit of a setback for them. That's the way I would look at it. We're going away, as you said, we've been training AstroTurf, and you know, we've played on it before, but I think it levels up the playing field as far as home advantage is concerned, so it's probably a help to us that way.
Well, you had a great win over Coghill Celtic, a fully deserved win. And interesting to note, you know, that game against Coghill, who've had such a great run in the Cup in recent years, you went into that with a somewhat of a makeshift defence. You'd lost a couple of players there, and the new guys who had come in did exceptionally well. And, you know, I'm sure you're pleased that you've got good competition for places in several sectors of the field. It's a strong panel at your disposal.
Yeah, we have quite a strong panel at the moment. Unfortunately, maybe for this Sunday, some of them are injured, and we won't Conal McGonigal. He's gone to a wedding. But yeah, you're right enough. You know, when the season started, I lost John Doherty and Ryan Gildea. That was my two central defenders, so it took us a while to get back into a stride. And then in the middle of it, then we lost Johnny Minnick with a knee injury, so that was a bad blow as well. But in saying that, the two fellas that have come in, Paul Boyle and Tristan Ferris, have been absolutely excellent. And they have a good attitude, and you know, they're doing quite well in Ulster Senior League, and I'm happy enough with their performance. Mm.
And you know, a good bit of experience through the spine of the team, and no doubt the players are really relishing this. You know, they would love to embark on a decent FAI Intermediate Cup run.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, at the start of the season, that's what we said we would like to have, was a good Intermediate Cup run. And if we did have that, then we felt that, you know, results in the league would talk for themselves. And, you know, that's the way it's been going so far. And I must say, the lads have given everything they have in training. And there's a great buzz about the club. And, you know, this game, everybody's looking forward to it so much. So, you know, there's a good build-up to it. We're ready. To me, the players are in great form. Really looking forward to it. And, you know, I do believe that we can get a result tomorrow.
Well, Eamon, as a manager and a player, and going back to the Fana days, I mean, you've been involved in countless FAI Intermediate Cup clashes. And, you know, it's a competition that the standard is pretty high, and it's very hard to go all the way.
It is indeed. The thing about it is it's very much about on the day. You know, if you're properly prepared mentally and physically and every other way, you're always in with a chance, because, you know, you can be at home or away, it's still a cup tie. And, you know, it's one of these competitions that, you know, you have to be ready for it. You have to be up for it, because if you don't, then, you know, you'll get found out. And, you know, I think we're up for this one.
Now, the opponents, Dunboyne, perhaps not one of the biggest names in Leinster League football. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, they're in the second tier of the Leinster Senior League, and looking at some of the clubs that are in there at the moment, you know, I've been out of the intermediate for a while, and I was surprised to see some of the clubs that are down there. But they're all big clubs down there that they're competing with. So we expect to get, you know, them to be a hard team. We expect, you know, to get a good game from them. And you can take nothing, as I say, you can take nothing for granted in the Intermediate Cup. And, you know, they I'm sure they have did their homework as far as our team is concerned. And we'll see us having players that have been in League of Ireland, played with Harps, etc. So, you know, they will be really up for this game because of that fact. And it's up to us then to be able to match it.
And you mentioned them being in the second tier. Of course, so many teams in the Leinster Senior League, and you can have a pretty good team who are not necessarily in the top flight, but maybe very much on the way up. So perhaps, you know, it's difficult to read too much into what league they're actually in.
It is indeed. You know, they're in the Leinster Senior League second tier, and that's a good standard of football. And, you know, that's what we're going to be coming up against. We're going to be coming up against a good standard of football. But in saying that, you know, I think the standard in the Ulster Senior League, even though we don't have too many teams in it, I think the standard is quite good. And it has been in the last couple of years, you know, and, you know, with the interprovincial competitions, the Ulster Senior League has won it twice in the last 3 years. So this, we have a good standard too. And we'd be taking nothing for granted, no matter what league they're in, because it's, I can't overemphasise the fact that it's a cup match, and you know, on the day, and you have to be prepared mentally and every other way for it on the day. And if you have your preparations done, I feel you're always in with a good chance.
Now, you mentioned there your squad, Eamon, and in a competition like this, certainly it can play a big factor, that the guys on the bench that, you know, maybe if things aren't going your way, or maybe if they are and you want to shut up shop, having two or three guys that you can really depend on to come on can be the difference at the end of the day.
Yeah, I must say, you know, I suppose for me to pick the best 11 was a tough job. Maybe not so much in the last couple of games, because we had fellas that were in and out through work commitments, etc., you know, but we have a strong 11, and you know, the fellas that are on the bench are unlucky to be there, but they know that they're able to come in and make a big difference, and when they do come in and make a big difference, then they're always in with a chance of staying in the team. And that's the way it has been with us this year, and I think that's the reason we're doing so well, that everybody is pushing each other for places, and the fact that every one of them has respect for one another and want to work as a team and a team unit, and I think that has stood for us well this season so far.
If the game finishes level, does it go to extra time and penalties?
No, I don't think. I think it may go to extra time, and then it will be a replay in Donegal, as far as I'm aware. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure of that, but as far as I'm aware, that would be the situation, that there would be extra time in Dublin, and then if there's nothing, no result at the end of it, then they have to come to Donegal.
Well, from a geographical point of view, teams from Donegal are well used to making trips to Dublin or Cork, and you've had your fair share, be it Tramore Athletic or St Mary's or Ringmahon Rangers or Avondale down through the years. Clubs from down south, they tend to dread coming up here, and you're more used to going down there, so that can influence the likes of Dunboyne. I mean, they certainly won't want a replay. They'll want to do it on the day.
Oh, definitely. They're at home. They want to do it on the day, and you're 100% right what you're saying. And funny enough, it's a point that I have down in my notes to emphasise tomorrow, that you know, the longer the game goes on and the longer we can keep them scoreless, the more anxious they get. And sometimes you can even hear them talking about, you know, we don't want to go to Donegal, we don't want that journey. And you know, the longer we stay in the game, they will definitely come out. They will try and get a result, and hopefully maybe leave things open at the back for us. And it has happened many a time. So it's a very good point, yes.
So bottom line, Eamon, you know, this is what it's all about. You want to embark on a good run, and it's all guns blazing for tomorrow.
Well, you know, the boys know what's at stake tomorrow. They all want to be involved in the Intermediate Cup, and not alone are you involved in the Intermediate Cup this time, but if we qualify, if we won tomorrow, that means we're into the first round of the FEA Cup. And that's a big boost for the club as well. And the fact that, you know, the crowd of lads I have at the moment, I'm not saying that, you know, they're really looking forward to winning the league as well, but that would really open up the season for us and leave, you know, competition for places and raise the standard of the club. And everybody wants to play in the big intermediate games, and with an FEA Cup game coming up as well, you know, it would be a massive boost for the club and for the players, and I'm sure they're looking forward to it as well.